Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. It's being brought to you by LG Seeds. The university's extension forage specialist is Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Last summer's weather caused much hay to be baled too wet or silage chopped too dry. Now that hay and silage has heated and turned brown, how did this affect its feeding value? Hay baled too wet or silage chopped too dry can get excessively hot and cause certain chemical reactions to occur. These chemical reactions and the heat that produces them will darken your forage and often make it smell sweet like caramel. Livestock often find such hay or silage very palatable. But the reaction that caused this heat damage consumes valuable energy and also makes some of the protein become indigestible. Unfortunately, tests for crude protein cannot distinguish between regular crude protein and this heat-damaged protein. As a result, your forage test can mislead you into thinking you have more usable protein in your forage than actually is there. If your forage test is done using NIR, heat-damaged protein may be one of the analyses reported. And if the heat-damaged protein is high enough, the test also will report an adjusted crude protein that is lower than the regular crude protein. However, the NIR test for heat-damaged protein may not be accurate enough for you if your ration contains a lot of this forage and has little or no extra protein in it for your cattle. When you suspect you have heat-damaged protein, request from your lab a chemical analysis for heat-damaged protein. Then have them use this test to correctly adjust the amount of crude protein your forage actually will provide to your animals. Forage tests can tell us a lot about the nutrient-supplying ability of our forages, but we need to make sure we conduct the right tests and then use the results wisely.
We'll take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.